Heyo for another story. So, like we said last time, they were traveling with the poison mamba now. And they decided to go fishing, and they got some fishing rods from the water mamba. And now they were seeing if they could find the lightning and thunder mamba. And then, all of a sudden, another raincoat appeared. And you know, they know part of the reason. They, remember the water stone, like the blue one I said in the asteroid? So, they got that stone from the water mamba, and now they were looking to find the water mamba. And then, out of nowhere, there was a storm. And the storm there was so much rain, they could barely find where it was coming from or going. You hear the thunder and lightning crashing, kaboom! And they transferring. They had to protect the poison mamba because just like Pokemon, it's weak to water. And a water droplet got on it and it yelped and it almost fainted. Then another and it fainted. So they were carrying a fainted poison mamba through the storm. Finally, it cured. But the poison mamba was far from well. You're wondering what happened next, don't you? And then they saw a hospital for snakes. And they ran the poison mamba to it. Riot said, "I don't know what's happening, Fire, but I really, really need to find out." And Fire said, "Yeah, I'm very worried." And then they got it to the hospital. And Fire said, "Will it be okay?" And the doctor said, "Don't worry. It's just fainted from a couple of years. We can cure it off." And after what felt like hours, but it was only 2 minutes, the poison mamba was back to its normal health. Maybe even better. And then they decided to play around in the field for a little bit. And then a green snake appeared. It said it was a grass mamba and deep ability against poison and water. Water doesn't hurt me. It helps me with my moves. That's why you never want a water mamba against me. And poison said, "Of course, grass. We mambas all know each other, right?" "Of course," said grass, which was the green mamba's name, and it was a grass mamba. "So, do you want to go swimming in the ocean?" "Of course not," said Poison. But Fire said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." But Fire, like, "No, we're going on an adventure here. So, yeah, we have to get on." So, Fire and Violet went on their journey. And then, out of nowhere, tangles of vines appeared right in front of them. And they asked Grass Mamba, "What's going on?" "It's the grass stone. If you get through these vines and pokey, if you get through the grass maze, which is this, you can find the grass stone. Are you up for it?" And they said, "Of course!" And then they just went for it. They got poked, scratched, some scales and fur fell off. The poison mamba yelped whenever that happened. Of course, him, he was a boy. And Violet was a girl and Fire is a boy. And forget about that now. We are on with the story. So, they kept going on an adventure. Well, they went on an adventure. And they were going on an adventure through the maze, and they encountered many stuff, like swarms of butterflies where Violet kept catching and eating them, of course, and the Yaskers breathing all the way. But finally, they reached the grass stone, and what did they see but a little egg? And the poison mamba said, "Oh, that's a poison mamba egg. But what's it doing with a grass stone?" Now it's going to be a mix of a grass and a poison mamba. both kinds of mambas. We've been waiting for this to happen for years. And see, it's both green and purple. It's going to hatch now. Hey, my name is Grassy Poison. I go by Grassy. I am the new baby, Goo Goo Gaga. They all laughed, of course, because it was just a teeny baby, and it said, Goo Goo Gaga! And then, the poison mamba said, did you like to come on with us? And the little guy said, Smoochy Poopy. And they were like, I think that's the yes. So they carried the little mamba with them. And then a secret door opened so they could get out to the mix. And they had a baby mamba carried on their back. Come back for more!